Now I'm reading verse 7, and it is decreed, she shall be led away captive, she shall be brought up, and her maid shall lead her as with the voice of doves beating upon their breasts. Have you ever seen a flight of doves? If you've ever hunted doves, as I used to do in Texas as a young fella, why, when they take flight, we used to late in the afternoon hunt down near the tank. Today you'd call them something else other than a tank, but that's what we call them. It was where a dam had been put up, and there was a body of water there used for the watering of cattle. But the birds would come in late in the afternoon. And if you'd come up over the embankment, and you'd be able to get a good shot of the doves, and they'd all take flight. And when they did, it would be like the beating of your chest, the flapping of the wings. And that is the picture that's given to us here. The beating upon their breasts was just like doves taking flight and making the noise that they do, which, by the way, is a mourning noise. That's the reason that they're called a mourning dove. But actually, I understand that mourning is more or less of a love call of the dove. Now in verse 8, but Nineveh is of old like a pool of water. You see, the flood had entered, and the city actually became like a lake. Yet they shall flee away. Stand, stand, shall they cry, but none shall look back. In other words, the command is given to them to hold your ground. But when they saw the floods coming in along with the enemy, why, they felt it was time not to listen to their commandments, but to turn and run away as fast as possible. Now I read verse 9. Take the spoil of silver. Take the spoil of gold. In other words, the enemy now is being invited to take the spoil of silver. Take the spoil of gold. For there is no end of the store and glory out of all the pleasant furniture. You see, the city was very wealthy, highly ornate, and actually the palaces were beautiful. They lived in luxury there because of the success they'd had in warfare. Now, verse 10, she's empty and void and waste. They took out all the booty now, just as Assyria had brought the booty from everywhere else, and it's now in one place, and the enemy comes in and takes it out. And now Nineveh's left empty and void and waste. And the heart melted, and the knees smite together. And when your knees smite together, that means you're afraid. That means that fear is in your heart. And that's what was happening to these people. And much pain is in all loins, and the faces of them all gather blackness. In other words, this is a time of great fear and dread, because they know that they're hated by the world of that day. All their neighbors hated them, because the Assyrians were known in history as being very brutal, and now vengeance is being taken upon them. And certainly, instead of their blood all being drawn from their faces, they gather blackness. And I take that what is happening is that they are throwing sackcloth and ashes on their heads.